So good morning, everyone. Pakibati nga ang katabi ninyo ng maligayang Pasko. Ayan, sabihin mo ay namamasko po. It's so good to see all of you here today. We are increasing in number every Sunday. Ano, amen? Hallelujah. Kaya yung po mga nasa tahanan, ano pang hinihintay ninyo? Kayo po ay sumama na sa amin dito. Every Sunday, we have our regular worship service, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Ayan. So, magandang umaga din at doon sa mga kasama natin sa ibang bansa, siguro ang bati ay good more night. Ayan. Kasi hindi mo alam kung morning or evening. No? But we rejoice in having you. Apurihin ang Panginoon sa araw na ito. Salamat din sa mga first-time guests natin. Pero tayong kasamang pastor dito, si Pastor Robert Coronel. Tama, Pastor Robert and Jessa, kanyang may bahay. No? Well, thank you for joining us. And sa lahat ng mga first-time guests natin, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Yan. Okay. Meron pong tatlong magkakaibigan na na-aksidente ang kanilang sinasakyang kotse. At sila po'y sabay-sabay na namatay. At doon sa langit, nagkaroon ng orientation at tinanong po yung tatlo, kapag ka ba ang inyong mga bangkay ay nahandoon na sa kabaong at ang inyong mga kaibigan, ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay ay nandoon, mga nagiiyakan at inaalala kayo, anong gusto nyong marinig, nasasambitin ng mga kaibigan at mga mahal nyo sa buhay? Sabi nung isa, gusto ko sana marinig na sabihin nila na ako ay napakahusay na doktor at isang mabuting tao. Sabi naman nung isa, ang gusto kong marinig ay yung masabi na ako ay isang mapagmahal na asawa, no? At isang magaling na guro na naka-impluwensya sa maraming mga estudyante at mga kabataan. Yung pangatlo, nag-isip. Sabi niya, ang gusto kong marinig habang ako'y nasa kabaong ay sabihin ng mga tao, uy, tingnan ninyo, gumagalaw siya. No? Ibig sabihin na buhay na maguli. You know, the tomb of Christ is famous because of what it does not contain. No? Lahat po ng mga libingan, ng mga religion founders, no, ay puntahan ninyo at nahandun po ang kanilang mga labi. O yung iba naman na hindi na halos makilala, gaya ni Buddha, nung Tang Dynasty, they were able to find, you know, a fragment of the bone of Buddha. Kaya po nung 1981, nung nakita uli yun, talaga pinagkakaguluhan ng mga Chinese, sapagkat meron silang nakitang bahagi ng buto ni Buddha. Pero ang mabuting balita, mga kapatid, pag pumunta kayo sa Israel at pinuntahan ninyo yung Holy Sepulchre Church, kung saan pinaniniwala ang doon inilibing si Jesus, no? Ay mapapansin po ninyo ang katotohanan ng wala doon si Jesus. Amen? At yan po ang pinaka-paatibayan at pundasyon ng Christianity. The empty tomb. No, the empty tomb is the pinnacle, no, of the faith that we have, the very foundation, the bedrock of our faith, because Jesus is alive. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. So we celebrate Christmas because Christmas finds its meaning in the cross and the resurrection. Alam niyo bang walang saysay yung Pasko kung wala ang krus at kung wala ang pagkabuhay na maguli ng ating Panginoon. Dahil si Jesus lang ang nabuhay na maguli at bumangon mula sa mga patay. At dahil doon, meron tayong pag-asa na tayo ay babangon din. Amen ba? Amen ba? Ano man ang iyong dinadaanan ng mga problema, babangon ka dyan. Amen. Ano mang pagkakautang, babangon ka dyan. Amen. Ano mang karamdaman, babangon ka dyan. No? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, babangon ka. Yan. Sabihin mo, sabihin natin lahat, babangon tayo! You know, we can rise again and we can rise above. We can rise above any circumstance, any challenges, any adversity. We can rise above. Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid. Let's read John chapter 20. Napansin nyo ba, naka-isang taon na tayo sa pag-aaral ng aklat ni Juan? Amen ba? Are you enjoying, no, our lessons on the book of John? Are you able to finally say, yes, I do believe? Sabihin nga natin, yes, I do believe.
Yes, I do believe.
Amen. So we are on chapter 20 of the book of John, and Lord willing, matatapos po natin hanggang December 26 yung buong aklat ni John. Okay, so let's read verses 1 hanggang verse 8 or 9 ng John chapter 20. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, sige po. Atin pong basahin ito. Babasahin ko po yung verse 1 and then you'll be reading verse 2 and then sabay-sabay po tayo sa verse 9. Okay? Verse 20, ako muna po. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was dark, still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. To Simon Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Verse 4. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached. Verse 5. And stooping down to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. 6. And Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Verse 8. Then the disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. Verse 9. Altogether, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. No? Pagpalain po ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita, manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, amin pong lilimiin, uunawain ang iyong salita, pero malibang ang banal na Espiritu ang tumulong sa amin, hindi namin ito mauunawaan. We pray, Father, that you fill this place with your Spirit and fill this place with your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Okay, so tayo po ay babangon, we will rise again, and we will rise above. So, yan pong mensahe natin sa umaga na ito. Believe that you will rise above. Above what? Meron pong tatlong mga tao o grupo ng mga tao that Jesus allowed himself, no, to be seen by these three people. At itong tatlong grupo ng mga tao na ito, no, ay ang buhay mo at ang buhay ko at ang mga challenges na kinakaharap natin sa mundo. Okay? Una po is this, Mary. Mary. Sabi po dito, now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark. Si John po ay maingat na maingat sa kanyang pagsusulat. No? Sabi niya po, si Mary Magdalene, all by herself. No, minsan, sa sobrang bigat ng ating mga dinadala, no, namatay kasi si Jesus na kanyang minamahal, minsan you choose to grieve all by yourself. Kasi wala siyang kasama dito. Mag-isa lamang po, si Mary Magdalene. At alam natin, si Mary Magdalene, siya po isang babaeng inalihan ng pitong demonyo. Naalala niyo yon? In Luke chapter 8, at siya'y pinagaling ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At walang ibang nagmahal sa kanya, maliban kay Jesus. Walang ibang tumingin sa kanya, walang ibang nag-asikaso sa kanya, walang ibang nagbigay ng pagpapahalaga sa kanya, maliban kay Jesus. Kaya ganun na lamang po ang kanyang pagmamahal kay Jesus. Kung meron mang masasabi natin na lubos na nagmamahal kay Jesus, na talagang hindi mo mapapantayan siguro o matutumbasan, Mary. Mary Magdalene. At ang sabi po dito, siya'y pumunta doon ng madaling araw. Pwede nang sabihin ni John na madaling araw, pero dinagdagan pa niya eh, while it was dark. So nagpapahiwatig ito ng dinadaanan nitong si Mary. No? Hindi lamang madaling araw na walang liwanag, kundi madilim talaga. Ang kanyang buhay ay madilim din sa pagpanaw ng kanyang minamahal na tagapagligtas. At lalo nung nakita niya po doon sa libingan, and she was in the tomb. Diba, kapag ka ikaw ay nasa memorial, kapag ikaw ay nasa sementeryo, anong iyong nararamdaman, no? Kung wala kang mahal sa buhay na nandun, no, eh takot ang iyong nararamdaman. Pero kapag ka ang tatay mo, ang labi ng tatay mo ay nandyan, ang labi ng nanay mo ay nandyan, that's very emotional, no? Very nostalgic kapag ka nandyan ka. So Mary was alone, she was in the dark, and she was very emotional, and she was robbed. Siya po'y ninakawan. Alam niyo po kasi sabi niya, yung Panginoon ko na ang natira na nga lang ay ang kanyang katawan, ninakaw pa. No? Nalagay na ba kayo sa pwesto ni Mary na talagang one unfortunate, you know, event after another, namatayan ka na, ninakawan ka pa. Nawala na yung pag-asa mo, no? Inagaw pa sa iyo. So Mary, during this time, is in a stage of despair in her life. So ang una po, mga kapatid, na hamon sa atin is to rise above despair. Rise above despair. Kung isipin po ninyo, mga kapatid, bakit si Jesus, nagpasya siya na ang unang makakita sa kanya ay isang babae? You think about, you know, how rational the resurrection is. Is it rational? No? Yes, it is. Is it historical? Yes, it is. Is it factual? Yes, it is. Pero bakit sa dinami-dami ng makakasaksi sa pagbangong muli ni Jesus mula sa mga patay, bakit si Mary? Sabi nga ni Celsus, yung isang Greek philosopher, na hindi naniniwala kay Jesus Christ, nung second century siya po'y nagsulat at pinasubalian niya si Jesus. Kinontra niya ang mga turo ni Jesus. At ang sabi niya, paano mo masasabi na nabuhay na maguli si Jesus? No? Eh, yun namang mga witnesses niya, hindi naman credible. Nung panahon na yon, mga kapatid, ang mga babae ay hindi masyadong pinaniniwalaan. Misogynist ang mga tao. Masyadong mahalaga ang pagpapahalaga sa mga lalaki, ang mga babae, walang masyadong bigat o timbang ang kanilang mga patotoo. And how much more, ang sabi ni Celsus, no? How if Christianity is true, and if Jesus truly rose from the grave, how could he, no, make a hysterical woman become a witness? Of all people, bakit namang isang napaka-emosyonal na babae? Bakit namang isang, kung alam nga ninyo, na seven demons yung inalis kay Mary Magdalene? Alam nyo naman ang larawan ng inaalihan ng demonyo, di ba? In Luke chapter 5, in Mark chapter 5, you will see kung anong itsura ng inaalihan ng demonyo. Anong itsura ng inaalihan ng demonyo sa Mark chapter 5? Aba, yung sumisigaw araw at gabi, umiiyak, sinusugatan ng kanyang sarili. Suicidal. Hindi lang yun. Naked. Naglalakad ng hubad. So, bahala na kayo mag-imagine, no? If there are seven demons with Mary, I don't know kung anong reputasyon ni Mary sa mga tao. So, she's mentally rehabbed. Would you have believed her testimony? Pero ang amazing, of all amazing things that Jesus did, is that He showed Himself to Mary. At ang sabi nga ng mga Bible scholars, no, bakit kaya si Mary, of all people? Kung ikaw magsisimula ka ng isang religion at magbubuo ka ng movement, Siguro gagawin mong mga witnesses, yung mga matatalino, yung mga philosophers, yung mga magagaling na teachers, sila ang una mong pagpapakitaan, di ba? Kung ako si Jesus, ang pagpapakitaan kong una, si Pilato. Di ba? Tada! Ito ko, Pilate, Herodes. Tapos pagsasampalin ko lahat mga yan. Pero ba't hindi siya doon nagpakita? Sa babae nagpakita. Bakit naman ganun? No? At lalo sa isang very emotional na babae na hindi nag-iisip. Pardon the word. Pero yung klase ni Mary, she's more of a lover than a thinker. She's not a rational, quote-unquote, rational person. She's swayed by her feelings. Kaya nga, dahil sa bigat ng problema nito, ang larawan niya, she's weeping outside the tomb. Yun po ang larawan niya. In contrast, let me just give a contrast with Peter and John. Ito ang contrast nung dalawa. Okay? Yung pong, okay, verse 11. So, sinabi na kay Peter at kay John. So, ano ginawa po ng dalawa? So, nung hindi nakita ni Mary, ang ginawa ni Peter and John, both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. So, nag-sprint race si John sa kasi Peter. Nauna si John, kasi medyo siguro may edad na si Peter. And stooping to look in, si Peter yon, he saw the linen cloths lying there. But he did not go, it's John. He did not go in. No, hindi pumasok si John, pero nakita niya yung linen. Okay? Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there. And the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head. Okay? So nakita po nila yon. Let me just mention that in this chapter, no, 13 times binanggit yung salitang see, saw, or seen. Yung nakita. It's very interesting how John used the word. Kasi sa verse 5, nung ginamit ni John yung saw, when he saw the linen cloths lying there, yung word na ginamit na saw ay blepo. Can you say blepo? Yung pong blepo, mga kapatid, ang ibig sabihin nito ay see with a glance or observation. Tinignan mo at inobserbahan. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng blepo. Okay? Tapos, sa verse 6, nung sinabi naman dito sa verse 6, na, then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there. Ibang word ang ginamit ni John. Ang word na ginamit niya ay theoreo. Kung saan nanggaling ang salitang theorize or theory. Ibig sabihin no, nang sabi doon, tiningnan niya ng may pag-aanalisa. He was analyzing everything. No? Kasi rational eh, si Peter saka si John. Pinag-iisipan nila. Bakit nawawala yung bangkay? Ninakaw ba? Kung nanakawin yung bangkay, bakit naman iiwanan pa yung pinagdamitan? Diba? Kung nanakawin mo, nakawin mo na. Taglayin mo na lahat. Bakit iniwanan yung linen cloth? So, pinag-iisipan nila yun eh. At hindi lamang yun, yung headdress ni Jesus, pinaka-turban niya, folded pa. Kasi kung, halimbawa, yung bahay namin sa hulo, ninakawan yun eh. Pagpunta mo doon, talagang parang niransak. Wala ka nang makikitang matino. Lahat nakakalat. Pero ito, nakafold. Kaya pinag-iisipan ni Pedro, he was thinking. No? But look at verse 8. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in and he saw and believed. Ibang word ang ginamit ni John sa verse 8. Yung word na ginamit niya ay horao. Can you say horao? Ang ibig pong sabihin ng horao ay to see with the mind. To see with understanding. At dahil naunawaan ni John, he believed. John never saw the body. It was Mary who first saw Jesus. Pero si John, hindi pa niya nakikita na buhay si Jesus, nanampalataya na siya. Siya'y unang nanampalataya because he figured out, naalala niya ang mga sinabi ni Jesus, no? Kaya nanampalataya po siya. So this is how rational Peter and John are. At alam natin na no? Sila yung mga unang disipulo talaga na nag-declare na nakita nila si Jesus Christ. But looking back to Mary, going back to Mary, no? She's more of a lover than a thinker. She loves Jesus so much. Oh, how she loves him. No, sabi sa verse 11, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white. The word used is tereo. Sitting there where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. Yung una palang word na ginamit nung nakita niya yung tomb na walang laman, that's blepo. 13, they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Mary could not have seen Jesus nor understood him unless Jesus revealed himself. Alam niyo, hindi nakilala si Jesus eh. Yung mga angels nga, hindi niya alam na angels yung kausap niya eh. Anong ibig sabihin nito? Kung sa ating sariling pagsusumikap lang, sa ating sariling pag-aanalisa, sa ating sariling pagpunta at paghahanap, hindi natin mauunawaan. Mali ba na lang siya'y dumating sa buhay natin at tulungan tayo para maunawaan natin yung gusto niyang ipaunawa sa atin. Kasi Mary was deprived of the knowledge and even of the revelation that he was actually talking to Jesus. No? Pero ang isang maganda kay Jesus, mga kapatid, knowing Mary, the reason Jesus was so gentle to her. She was so gentle. Hindi niya nire-rebuke si Mary. At alam niya na ang puso ni Mary punong-puno ng pagmamahal at punong-puno din ng despair. Pero hindi nag-iisip. Hindi siya nag-iisip, pero punong-puno ng pagmamahal si Mary. Kaya nga ang tanong sa kanya, woman, why are you weeping? Napagkamala niyang hardinero si Jesus. No? At tanong-tanong ni Jesus kay Mary na hindi niya nakikilala, sabi niya, woman, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Bakit tinanong ng Lord na whom are you seeking? Because Jesus wanted to know how Mary understood who Jesus was. Sino bang Jesus yung hinahanap mo? Sino yung hinahanap mo? Kasi nung pagkakataon na yon, ang hinahanap ni Mary ay yung patay ni Jesus. That's all she knew. Nung pagkakataon na yon, ang hinahanap ni Mary ay yung maliit na Jesus. Jesus was so small in the mind of Mary. Jesus was dead in the mind of Mary. Kaya nga, inaalam ni Jesus anong assessment mo, anong appreciation mo sa akin. At inamin naman niya, sabi niya, kung ituturo mo lang sa akin kung saan nandun yung katawan o yung labi ng aking minamahal na Panginoon, ibigay mo sa akin, kukuhanin ko, ako mag-aalaga sa kanya. Grabe yung pagmamahal ni Mary, di ba? Isipin mo, irrational eh, di ba? Una, kababae niyang tao, paano niya bitbitin yung katawan? Pangalawa, Kung mabibitbit man niya at mabubuhat man niya yung katawan ni Jesus, saan naman niya dadalin? But Jesus understood Mary in her despair. And He was so gentle with Mary. No? That instead of rebuking her, o kaya, yung bigla na lang sabihin ni Jesus kay, di ba, sabi niya, nasaan ang Panginoon ko? Ituro mo sa akin kung nasaan si Jesus. Kukuhanin ko siya. Mahal na mahal ko siya. No? Pwede namang sabihin ni Jesus na, it's me! Di ba? Heto ako! Hindi mo ba ako nakikita? Hello? Holler! Ako to! Ba't hindi sinabi ni Jesus na, ako to! Alam mo ang sinabi niya? Mary. In all tenderness, in all affection. Hindi sinabi ni Jesus na, it's me. Ang sabi ni Jesus, it's you. You are important to me, Mary. Sa panahon natin ngayon na people are looking for identity, sino ba ako? Hinahanap nila ang kanilang sarili, sinisiyasat nila yung kaloob-looban nila, sino ba ako? No? Isang bagay ang sabihin ko sa inyo mga kapatid, hindi mo makikilala kung sino ka, maliban na lang makilala mo kung sino si Jesus. Amen ba? Your identity is tied with the Creator and with the Savior and with the Lord. No one can have an identity by himself. Identity is based on relationship. Sabi niya, Mary. Wow, kung maisa sa pelikula lang siguro yung eksena nito. And how, you know, Jesus stooped down to the level of Mary. Not arguing with her. Not rebuking her. But instead, showing himself to her, being with her, and calling her name in a very personal manner. At nung marinig lang ni Mary yung tinig ni Jesus kung paanong bigkasin ang pangalan niya, there is no one in this world who could have pronounced my name like that. There is nobody in this world who could have mentioned my name like that. At nung narinig niya, para siyang isang tupa na tinawag ng pastol, tinawag ang kanyang pangalan, napapalingon siya. Ako yun. Ako yun. Pastol ko yun. Ganun ang naramdaman ni Mary. Kaya napabulala si Mary. Sabi niya, Rabboni. There are three ways that you call a teacher in Jesus' time. Rab. Rab meaning teacher. Parang sir. Teacher, sir. No? Rabbi meaning he's a master teacher. No? Magaling na teacher. Yeah. But when you say Rabboni, this is a personal mentor, a great teacher. At yun yung ginamit ni Mary. Kaya kapatid, kung ikaw man ay dumadaan, kagaya ni Mary sa iyong buhay, in disappointment, in despair, you're all by yourself, you're in the dark, you're crying in the night, you're hoping, but you're helpless, you are robbed, nawalan ka, ninakawan ka, and you're in the tomb. There is hope. The light will shine. Amen. And Jesus will come to you in His gentleness. In His gentleness. No? And He will come close to you and reveal Himself. At nung makilala na ni Mary kung sino yung kaharap niya, naku, hindi niya napigilan ang kanyang sarili, mga kapatid. Napayapos kay Jesus, napangyapit kay Jesus. Talagang niyakap niya si Jesus. and she wanted to cling on to Jesus and, you know, will never let him go. Ganon yung pagkakayapos ni Mary kay Jesus. Kasi miss na niya. No? Pero nung sabi ni Jesus, sabi niya, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am sending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Okay. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Alam niyo yung sinabi niyang, "I have seen the Lord." The word there is horao. Galing, ano? I see with understanding na. I see with my mind. And now I believe that Jesus is risen. Amen. Ngayon ang tanong, anong ibig sabihin ni Jesus na huwag mo akong hawakan? Kasi hindi pa ako umakit sa langit. No? Huwag mo akong hawakan. E samantalang kay Thomas, naalala niyo ba? Ang sabi niya kay Thomas, "Hawakan mo ako." E bakit kay Mary, biglang sabi niya, "Huwag mo akong hawakan." Ano pang ibig sabihin nun? Sabi ni William Barclay, no? Ang isang possibility ay una, baka kasi nga ang relationship na nila ngayon ay hindi na yung magkadikit o magka-close physically, no, kundi yung makikita mo physically, nakatabi mo, you walk together, you eat together, hindi na ganon, kundi it will be spiritual. Jesus will live inside Mary and each of the believers. Okay? Pero sabi ni William Barclay, there's another possibility. And the possibility is this. Yun daw translation, there was somehow a loss in translation. A loss in translation. Nung sinabi na do not cling. Ang ibig daw sabihin ay do not linger. Do not tarry. Do not stay longer here. Because I have an assignment for you. You have to tell. Kumbaga, Mary, tama na, parang ganon. Sukat na, Mary. No? You have grieved, okay? And you have seen me, and we're happy together, pero tama na, nagmamadali tayo ngayon, you have to go to my brothers and tell them about the good news. I have an assignment for you. That's the antidote for despair. Receive the assignment from the Lord. Receive an assignment from the Lord. Maging marites ka. Ano yung marites? Mare. Anong latest? Hindi yun. Marites, ang ibig sabihin, mare, testify ka na. Amen? Amen ba? Palapakan natin ng Lord. Siguro, kaya talaga babae ang unang pinagpakitaan ng Panginoon. Palagay ninyo, palagay ko rin, no? Marites talaga, no? Kailangan, Mary, testify ka na. Testify ka na. Testify, mag-testify ka na. Kaya kapatid, tama na ang sobrang pag-iyak. Okay lang umiyak, no? Kung iniwanan ka ng boyfriend mo, umiyak ka lang one day. Pwede na yun. Kinabukasan, mag-testify ka na. Amen ba? Amen ba? When you meet the Lord, you don't need to cry over someone for a long time. Kung ikaw ay nawalan, iset mo lang yung alarm clock, no? Nawala yung pera mo sa GCash. Di ba? Kinuha ng PayPal, kinuha ng kung ano-ano, o kaya na-scam ka, no? Nagsabi, sige, magbigay ka ng 1,000, ang kapalit nito, 1,500, no? Tapos nagbigay ka ng 3,000, nawalan ka ng pera, no? Sige, umiyak ka lang, okay lang, isang oras. But leave your despair to the Lord, no? And be healed by Him. And then move on. Because you have an assignment. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, may assignment ka. Amen? So that your mind will not, you know, be focused on, you know, the negative things that happened in your life. There's a lot of things to do for the Lord. Amen. Get excited about that. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Amen. Kaya yung mga kababaihan natin after going through the set free breakthrough, no? Amen! Amen. Sino yung mga nag-breakthrough dito? Ano? Pakitas nga po ang mga kamay. Hallelujah. Were you blessed? Amen. And you were set free. You were set free to tell the world, no, of what He had done in your life. Mamayang gabi, meron pa po tayong Set Free Women's Breakthrough, 7 p.m. No? And let's continue to pray for that. So we can rise above despair because the reason Jesus is gentle. Amen. Amen. Pangalawa, hindi lang rise above despair, but rise above defeat. So from Mary Magdalene, zoom in tayo ngayon doon sa 10 disciples. Together with some other disciples, siguro yung dalawang naglakad sa Emmaus, kasama na rin doon. Verse 19, on the evening of that day, same day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, what did Jesus say? Peace be with you. Shalom be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Ano naman ang kalagayan ng mga disciples na to? They were afraid, mga kapatid. They were afraid for their lives. They were hiding. Sila po'y naka-quarantine, naka-lockdown, hindi dahil may virus, kundi natatakot silang makita ng mga Hudyo at sila po ay patayin. Siguro, another reason why they are hiding because they are so embarrassed with what happened. Siguro, they were confused. Hindi nila maintindihan. Ano bang nangyari? What hit us? No? At hindi pa po talaga nagsisink in kung anong mga kaganapan sa pagkamatay ng kanilang Mesiyas. No? Pero nung nabalitaan nila nung umaga na si Jesus ay nabuhay na maguli, pero hindi pa nila nakikita. So nag-iisip-isip pa rin, totoo ba? Totoo ba? Totoo ba? Dumating na yung dalawang taga Emmaus, ibinalita din, nakita nila ang Panginoon, pero nagtatago pa rin sila. No? Bakit hindi nila hinahanap si Jesus? Kung yung palang si Mary, sinabi na niya, nakita ko si Jesus. Si John, nanampalataya na, na nakita ko si Jesus, ano, na totoo ngang nabuhay si Jesus. Si Peter, na figure out niya, na mukhang nabuhay si Jesus. Yung dalawa sa Emmaus, binalita, nakasabay namin si Jesus. Pero ba't hindi nila hinahanap si Jesus? Ba't nakakulong sila? I think one reason is that they were so embarrassed and ashamed of what they did because they failed. They failed Jesus. In the time that, you know, Jesus needed them the most, they buckled down. In the time that Jesus needed support, what did they do? They deserted Him. They ran away. Kaya kung alam mong nabuhay na maguli, bagamat natutuwa ka, pero nahihiya ka. Di ba? Nakakahiya kasi you failed miserably. You blew it. Pero out of nowhere, ang isang nakalock na, siguro upper room yun, nakalock yun. Biglang sumulpot si Jesus. At anong unang namutawi sa kanyang labi? Anong unang lumabas sa kanyang bibig kay Jesus? Ano, sabi niya, kayo ha? Ba't niyo ako iniwan? Pwedeng ganun eh. Makasalbahe kayo. Pwede niyang sabihin ganun. Pwede niyang in-rebuke na, no, ano bang klaseng pananampalataya meron kayo? Ang liliit ang pananampalataya niyo. He could have done that. He could have magnified the failures of His disciples. He could have made a big deal of the mess that they did. But He didn't. Because Jesus was gracious. We see how gentle Jesus was with Mary. Now we see now how gracious Jesus is with His disciples who failed Him. Praise God. Sabi ng Lord, peace. Di ba? Pag ikaw ang nagkamali, ikaw ang naka-offend, anong sasabihin mo sa na-offend mo? Peace. Peace. Pero yung na-offend mo, ang nagsasabi sa'yo na, peace. You don't need to worry. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be troubled. Because I want exact justice. And then again, instead of lingering in your failure, no? Instead of looking back, always, always looking back sa kapalpakan mo at pagsablay, anong ginawa ni Jesus? He spoke to them tenderly. And not only that, He gave them an assignment as well. So si Mary, ang assignment niya is, tell my brothers, ito naman ang assignment sa mga disciples. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when He said this, He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Okay. So another assignment, being sent. Kung paano kong minahal ng aking Ama, ganun ko kayo minahal. Kung paanong binigay sa akin ng Ama ang kaluwalhatian, ganun ko binibigay ang kaluwalhatian sa inyo. Kung paanong binigay ng Ama ang mensahe, binibigay ko sa inyo. At kung paanong isinugo ako ng aking Ama, ganun ko rin naman sinusugo ko kayo. So I will not be in this world anymore, but you will be the little Jesuses and the little Christs. I won't be here anymore, physically, but you will be here. And I'm sending you. You be like me. You act like me. No? And may everything in your life be shaped by my resurrection. No? So you can rise above, you can rise above defeat. Hindi po, ang defeat po, ang failure, it's not terminal, mga kapatid. It's not the end of the world. Failures are not fatal. Hindi mo yan ikamamatay. Anything that will hurt you, no? Anything that will not kill you, will teach you a lesson. So sometimes we win, sometimes we learn. We never lose, actually. If we put our failures in the hands of God. Kaya nga itong mga disciples na ito, na talagang they failed Jesus big time, nabago sila eh. Over, almost instantaneously, nabago po sila, mga kapatid. At yung takot nila, napalitan ng tapang. Yung kanilang kalumbayan, napalitan ng kagalakan. They were so happy to see Jesus. No? Tuwan-tuwa po sila na makita si Jesus. Nabago ang lahat. Instantaneously, ganyan ang kapangyarihan ng pagkabuhay na maguli ni Jesus Christ. Kaya nga yung mga nagsasabi na hindi totoo ang Christianity, hindi totoong nabuhay na maguli si Jesus from the dead, no? Sabi ni N.T. Wright, isang New Testament scholar, ang sabi niya ganito, kung sakali man na meron kang sinunda na Mesiyas, at nung panahon nila maraming mga Mesiyas na lumabas, bago pa dumating si Jesus, may nagkiklaim na, ako ang tagapagligtas. Pagkatapos si Jesus, may nagkiklaim din, ako rin ang tagapagligtas. Pero mga nangamamatay, si Jesus lang ang hindi namatay. Okay? Halimbawa, si Jesus hindi talaga siya yung Mesiyas. No? Dalawa lang daw ang option. Kung hindi totoo si Jesus, dalawa lang ang option sa mga sumusunod sa Kanya. Sabi ni N.T. Wright, una, give up the movement and live a solitary life. Bitawan mo na yung kahibangan mo at mamundo ka na lang. Yun ang unang option. Pangalawa, humanap ka ng ibang Bisayas. So dalawa lang yung option mo. Halimbawang hindi totoo si Jesus. Give it up, go to the mountains, or find another Messiah. But interestingly enough, sabi ni N.T. Wright, hindi pinili ng mga disciples yung any of the two options. They didn't give up the movement. And they didn't find another Messiah. Why? Because something happened in them when they saw the living Christ. Totoong buhay si Jesus. Hindi siya apparition, hindi po siya yung imahinasyon, hindi rin siya hallucination. In fact, sabi ni Paul, 500 yung nakakita kay Jesus sabay-sabay. Yung hallucination, okay pa yun kung isang tao nag-iilusyon dahil nananabik makita si Jesus. Pero yung makita ng 500 tao ng sabay-sabay, that's something. So that makes it factual. So Jesus indeed rose from the dead. Talagang nabuhay si Jesus. Sabi ni Timothy Keller, no? Kung sakali man daw na hindi totoo na nabuhay na maguli si Jesus mula sa mga patay, paano mo ipapaliwanag yung biglang pagpihit ng mga disipulo na biglang nagtumapang at biglang naglabasan at biglang handang mamatay? No? Paano mo ipapaliwanag yun? Kung tinago nila yung katawan, ninakaw nila, no? Kung hindi totoong nabuhay si Jesus. Ang sabi ni Timothy Keller, ang kailangan mangyari ganito, kung totoong hindi nabuhay si Jesus, kailangan merong isang event na tatama sa mga disipulo na ang impact niya ay kasing tindi ng resurrection. Dapat ganun din ang tama. Ganun din ang impact para ma-revolutionize yung mga disipulo. Short of saying, sabi ni Timothy Keller, na para mo nang sinabing totoo yung resurrection. Because of the courage, because of the boldness, because of these disciples who are willing to give their lives to the Lord. Sabi nga ni Hanecraft, what happened as a result of the resurrection is unprecedented in human history. In the span of few hundred years, a small band of seemingly insignificant believers succeeded in turning an entire empire upside down. As has been well said, they faced the tyrant's brandished steel, the lion's gory mane, and the fires of a thousand deaths because they were utterly convinced that they, like their master, would one day rise from the grave in glorified, resurrected bodies. Jesus is risen. Amen? Amen? Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? And because Jesus is risen, we can rise above defeat. Amen? We can rise above defeat, you know, because the risen Jesus is gracious. He is gracious. Hindi lamang po despair, hindi lamang defeat. But thirdly, let's go to Thomas in the same chapter. We can rise above doubts. Verse 24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, ang tawag sa kanya ay kambal. Si Thomas daw na ang tawag sa kanya ay si kambal. No. Sino kaya yung kakambal niya? No. Palagay niyo, sino yung kakambal niya? Tingnan niyo yung katabi ninyo. Yan ang kakambal niya. Yan. Thomas, the twin. He was not with them when Jesus came. So, nung nag-gather yung mga disipulo, absent si Thomas. Yan ang problema sa laging absent. Nagla-live group, absent. Online na nga, absent pa. Online na nga, nasa bahay ka na nga, hindi ka na nga mamamasahe. No? Bubuksan mo na lang yung Zoom mo or yung Messenger mo, yung group mo. No? At mag-i-engage ka na lang. Nag-multitasking ka pa. So, nami-miss mo yung mga importanteng mga pagyayari dahil you're not there. That's the problem with being absent. Hindi lamang absent physically, but being absent emotionally and mentally. Kaya kung saan ka nandun, dapat dumuon ka. Amen ba? I mean, if you're here, you must be here. Or your body may be here, but your mind is thinking, ano na, you know, manginasal. Or Jollibee, or McDo. So kung saan ka nandun, dumuon ka. Anyway, si Thomas was not there physically. So hindi din siya pwede doon, nandun mentally. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord! We have seen the Lord!" So iba talaga ang pakiramdam nung magkakasama kayong nakita ninyo, di ba? Di ba? Pagka napanood nyo yung movie, talagang, wow! No way home! Kasama-sama kayo. No more delay! Sorry. don't delay, no more home. No way home. So, kung nakapanood ka ng movie, talagang ang magkukwentuhan lang, nakakita eh. Tama ba? Yung mga hindi nakapanood, parang mga nakanganga. At walang mga tulala. Alam mo yun, tulala. Dahil hindi alam ang mga nangyayari. So, you must be there. So, we have seen the Lord, but He said to them, "Unless I see His hands and the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into His side, I will never believe." So itong si Thomas, sabihin natin, doubter or mapagduda. Pero ang pagdududa niya ay hindi naman siya yung ano eh, yung pagiging skeptic niya. Sa totoo lang, hindi naman siya critical. Wala siyang critical spirit. What he has is a critical mind. He's a thinker. Na hindi siya mananampalataya at maniniwala pag wala na siyang nakitang ebidensya. Ang Christianity po is based on facts. Wala pang natuklasan sa archaeology na kumontra sa sinasabi ng Biblia. Sciences support the scriptures. Okay? So anyway, itong si Thomas ay hindi siya ganun mo kabilis makukumbinsi. Pero, kapag nakumbinsi mo si Tomas, all out yan, all the way. Pag nakumbinsi mo si Tomas, sasabihin niya, "Sige, samahan natin si Jesus, at kung kinakailangang mamatay tayo, mamamatay tayo ang kasama niya." That's his commitment. Pero kailangan niya lang ng mga ebidensya. And you know how Jesus put up with him? No? He specially went to Him. Only for Him. So, ang sabi po dito, 8 days later, His disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Again, no rebukes. No judgments. Then He said to Thomas, sa dinami-dami ng mga disciples na nandun. Palagay ko, after nung, kasi 1 week after ito eh. Palagay ko, 1 week after, mas marami ng tao nun eh. Pero sa dinami-dami ng mga tao, siningle out niya si Thomas. So ngayong umaga na to, marami tayo dito eh. Pero alam ko, may sinisingle out ng Diyos eh. Meron siyang kinakausap na isa. Meron siyang personally na sinasabi, "Ikaw, ikaw. Nakikita ka niya." Sa palagay mo, parang, "You're just one of the people here." No. The Lord sees you. And the Lord knows your name. And the Lord knows your needs. And the Lord knows your doubts. And the Lord knows your despair. And the Lord knows your defeats. He knows you. And He will come to you. And He's speaking to you right now. You listen. You better listen to Him. At alam mo ginawa ni Lord kay Thomas? Sabi niya, "Thomas, put your finger here." Wow. Put your finger here. Kung saan may sugat pa ang Panginoong Jesus sa pagkakapako. Kung saan may sugat pa siya mula sa tagiliran, mula sa sibat. Iunat mong yung kamay at dampiin mo, idampi mo sa aking sugat. No? Kasi totoo ako, hindi ako spirito. Sa Luke nga, ang sabi ni Jesus, "May pagkain ba kayo dyan?" Tapos naglabas sila ng pinangat na sapsap. Sarap, no? Tapos kumain si Jesus. No? Sa harapan ng mga disciples, you know, of all the things that he could have done, di ba, is eat. Do the most ordinary thing. Eat. Kain tayo. Pinakita niya sa kanyang mga disipulo, buhay ako, hindi ako spirito, ha? Totoo ako. No? I'm here, I'm really here, I'm really alive. And you can fellowship with me, and we can have good times once again. I'm alive. No? Sabi niya kay Thomas, do not disbelieve, do not doubt. Huwag ka na mag-alinlangan pa, but believe. At nung makita ni Thomas na si Jesus nasa harapan niya mismo, and he was able to touch his wounds, the scars on his hand, on his side, he blurted out, my Lord and my God. Imagine, instantaneously, his life was changed. Kaya nga grabe yung Christianity, it spread like wildfire in the whole Roman Empire. Christians willing to live for Jesus, Christians willing to fight for Jesus, and Christians willing to die for Jesus. Kahit nasa harapan ng mga leon, kahit gawin kang sulo ni Nero, kahit bitayin ka, kahit patayin ka, ay, walang hindi alintana. Bakit? Buhay si Jesus, at ako man ay mamatay, mabubuhay din ako. That's the most personal, most touching moment, no? When Jesus accommodated the condition of Thomas. Willing siya na pagbigyan, no? Ang hinihiling nito. Sabi ni Jesus, have you believed because you have seen me? Then blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Again, the thesis of John is that you may believe. Kaya sabi sa verse 13, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe. Can you say believe? Yun ang purpose ni John, that you may believe. Makita nyo lahat ng mga facts. You will see, not just with your eyes, but you see with your mind, and you see with your heart, and you make a decision, and you say, yes, I do believe. And that by believing, you may have life in His name. Blessed are those who do not just horao, not see with the mind, but they believe. So you can rise above doubts because the risen Jesus is glorious. He is gentle, He is gracious, He is glorious. And why glorious? Kasi, alam niyo po mga kapatid, He's glorious. Diba? Resurrected siya, diba? When you say He's resurrected, dapat glorious, diba? Pagka sinabi mong renewed, change, flawless, diba? Tama ba? Pag sinabi mong glorious, flawless, walang pores. Neat. Flawless. Pero hindi nyo ba naisip bakit flawless si Jesus in His glory pero merong sugat? Di ba resurrected siya? Di ba glorious siya? Bakit siya may sugat? At alam mo ba yung sugat na yan? It will stay there forever. It will stay there for all eternity for you to see. Sometimes we're not proud of our scars. We're not proud of our wounds. We're not proud of our hurts and pains. But Jesus kept His for all to see. Jesus is so gentle. He satisfied the needs of His, the needs of the heart, the need of the hearts of His disciples by showing Himself to them, calling them by name, eating with them, fellowshipping with them. That's how Jesus satisfies the needs of His disciples. And He can do that with you. Jesus redirected their lives by giving them an assignment. Meron kang assignment to do. That's how, I trust you. You failed me miserably, but I still trust you. You go. You're a coward. You have sinned. You have failed me. But yes, if you repent, I will trust you again. I have an assignment for you. Not only that, He answered the doubts by showing His hands and His side. Still fresh. Hindi sinabi ni Jesus na, Thomas, look at my eyes. No. Ang sabi niya kay Thomas, look at my hands. Look at my side. It's a proof that I was dead and I am alive. Di ba mga best stories na gusto nating pinanonood ay yung mga kwento, mga movie na yung bad, 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 then biglang good! Di ba? Yun ang gusto natin mga story eh. Mga ape, 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 biglang hero! Di ba? Pero dito, ang storya natin ay good sana yung ending, pero ba't merong scar? Good, pero merong scar. Ang ibig lang sabihin dito mga kapatid, yung akala mo na pinakamalala na nangyari sa'yo, yun pala ang magliligtas sa'yo. Yung akala mo, what you thought, that everything that ruined your life actually saved you. Yung akala nin nating lahat na nakawasak kay Jesus, nakasira sa Kanya, yun ang nagligtas sa atin. Yung akala natin na pinakamadilim, pinakanakakahiya, pinakamasama na nangyari kay Jesus, yun ang nagligtas sa atin. Kaya yung sugat, palaging nandyan para maipakita lang sa atin. You know, para maipakita na, you know, resurrection means that the worst thing is never the last thing. Resurrection means that the worst thing in your life is not the last thing. You will rise again. Amen? You will rise above. Amen? You will rise above despair. You will rise above discouragement and even depression. You will rise above defeat. You will rise above doubts. You will rise again. Hindi pa katapusan, kapatid. Hindi pa katapusan. You only need to believe. Forget everything that I said. Just remember one word. Believe. Believe that you can rise above despair, you can rise above defeat, and you can rise above doubts. Amen. Let's pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat sapagkat dahil nabuhay na maguli ka, at dahil nagpakita ka sa mga disciples mo, nakikain ka, Tinawag mo ang kanilang pangalan. Pinuntahan mo sila. Kinausap. Nakipagdayalogo. Pinagbigyan. Kaya mo rin gawin yun sa amin. Kaya mo rin tawagin ang aming pangalan. Kaya mo rin kaming puntahan. Kaya mo rin kaming kausapin. Kaya mo rin ipakita sa amin ang iyong sugat. At kaya mo rin ipaunawa sa amin na ang mga sugat na meron kami ay hindi ang katapusan. Ang mga sugat na meron kami ay ang iyong paraan para kami iligtas. Salamat po, Panginoon. Kapatid, are you in despair? Are you in despair? Are you going through some discouragement, disappointment, depression? You have lost your business. You have lost your work. You have lost your health. Hindi mo na alam kung makakabalik ka pa sa dating sigla ng iyong katawan. Have you lost your loved one? If that is you, can you just raise your hand? Are you in despair right now? Just raise your hand. And be honest to the Lord. Lord, I'm going through some emotional down moments. I have a lot of questions and confusions. Yes, the Lord sees you. Put your hands down. Are you defeated? Have you failed the Lord? Bumalik ka na naman sa pornography. Bumalik ka na naman sa addiction. Bumalik ka na naman sa gaming. Bumalik ka na naman sa mga maling influences. Kinagat mo na naman ang temptation. And you have failed the Lord. You're a coward. But you can rise above that. Is that you? Can you just raise your hand? Be honest. Say, Lord, that's me. That's me. I messed up. I blew it. Please forgive me. Just raise your hand. Yes, the Lord sees you. Put your hands down. Are you doubtful, kapatid? And because of the hurts, because of the wounds, because of the pain, it's so hard for you to trust again. It's so hard for you to love again. It's so hard for you to give because you've been hurt and you're now doubting. Can you just raise your hand? Yes. Yes, the Lord sees you. Pwede bang tumayo yung mga nagtaas ang kamay? Lahat ng nagtaas ang kamay, just stand up wherever you are. I'd like to pray for you right now. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The Lord sees you. The Lord is watching over you. The Lord cares for you. And He's calling you by name right now. Because He knows what's going on in your life. He knows the confusion. He knows the doubts. He knows the many nights that you cry yourself to sleep. But the Lord is telling you, you can rise above. Because I am here. I am gentle, I am gracious, and I am glorious. And don't be ashamed of your scars. Never be ashamed of your wounds. Because your scars will be your stars. Pwede bang lagay mo ang iyong kamay sa hindi di malapit sa iyong puso? Let me pray for you. Father God, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Bigyan mo, Panginoon Diyos, ng mga mata ng pananampalataya. Makita ng kanyang puso ang katotohanan na ikaw ay nabuhay na maguli. Ang katotohanan na ikaw ay nagmamahal at nagmamalasakit. Ang katotohanan na hindi mo nakalimutan ang aking kapatid. Ang katotohanan na naramdaman mo ang mga sugat at pait. Ang katotohanan na nais mo siyang bumangon muli. Panginoon, sa oras na ito, I release your forgiveness to my brothers and sisters who have failed you. And I release your grace, Lord, upon them so that their wounds will be healed. And I release your courage, Lord God, to those who are discouraged so that they will no longer be in despair. I release, I infuse your courage upon them. And Lord, won't you come to them and just embrace them and let them know that you care for them. I pray that your blessing will rest upon my brother and that my brother and my sister will become stronger right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.